You're listening to Business Matters.
Well, welcome. I'm Dave Hayduck, sitting in for Simon Brackley, and this is Business Matters, a program brought to you by the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce, and it's brought to you every week here with the Hutton Broadcasting Group, and we're glad you're with us this morning. I, again, Dave Hayduck, and I'll be taking you through the show. Just a couple things about the chamber happening that you all might want to get caught up on real quick before we jump into our guests. Business Over Breakfast is happening on November 2nd. Russ Harmon and the folks at McGee Memorial Chapel are holding the Business Over Breakfast from 8:30 to 10. This should be a good one. The mayor, David Cost, and the First Lady, Carol Rose, will be at the event. And the Santa Fe Youth Symphony will be in attendance, and you'll get a chance to take a look at Business Over Matters there at McGee Memorial Chapel. They also have something going on with Gerard's House I think you'll really, really like. So good time for you to come out and do some networking at Business Over Breakfast. And then Business After Hours at the end of the month on the 25th will be at the Luna Lofts. And this is kind of an exciting new center of activity happening for Santa Fe. It's located just two blocks from the historic Route 66 and Gateway to downtown. And it's going to be a cool place to be, and that'll be Business After Hours at Luna Lofts on October 25th. A lot happening in the city of Santa Fe, and I'm glad to be part of it. I've been part of the chamber for 30 years, ever since I've been in business, past board member of the chamber for 9 years, and a past chairman of the board. What the chamber does for all of us in Santa Fe is a very vital and important aspect of business. And I highly encourage you all to support the chamber and to get involved in business because it does matter. With me on my first interview this morning is Frank Wexler of FW Graphics Designs. Good morning. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Frank, you have a graphic design shop that's been in Santa Fe for a while, right? You've been doing graphic design for quite a while in Santa Fe?
Yes. First of all, I've been a graphic designer myself for over 20 years, here in Santa Fe for 8.5 years.
Good.
Since 2004.
Good. Where do you originally come from?
New York City.
Nice. Nice. A little different here in Santa Fe than New York City.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, it's, you know, there was definitely the move from the city to here was a big change, but there was a lot of good reasons for it.
So good. Well, as you know, Frank, and a lot of folks in the audience know, I've been involved in advertising and graphic work for 30 years, and so you're dear and near to my heart in what you do, and I love the stuff you do. I see Josh's Barbecues on here. You know, you've done some of the classic businesses in Santa Fe over the years. And you might mention some of the others that you've worked with.
Well, the first one I'm going to mention is actually the biggest one I did in size.
Uh-huh.
And you're looking at it right now, Dave. And in fact, I got this client when I through the chamber at a chamber. Only 6 months after I moved here, I went to the chamber networking at the downtown. The Christmas thing they do at the bank every year downtown.
Yeah. I love that.
And I met there Cal Raymond, who at the time was the director of the Santa Fe Southern Railway. And they were looking for a graphic designer. I started out doing advertising for them and ultimately did their logo. And really, ultimately, the biggest thing, as I mentioned before, is their train itself, the design of the locomotive and the cars and the flat car of the Santa Fe Southern Railway. Was something that I did, I guess, 2006 or 2007.
Great work, Frank, by the
way.
Great work and congratulations. And again, folks, I can't tell you how important it is to be a member of the chamber and how things like this happen for us as members. As Frank just said, one of the business after hours, you make connections, you talk to people, and work begins to happen, and you form relationships. And that's the good thing about it is, one, being a member of the chamber, but two, you got to get involved and attend things because that's the way things happen. And so good job, Frank.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit more about your company and what you're looking forward to doing.
Well, FW Graphic Designs is located downtown in the Design Center, very conveniently located. We do all sort of kind of graphics from branding, logos, brochures, any kind of graphics for posters, any kind of graphics for any kind of a business venture or nonprofits. Also, do publications for example, the main publication I've been working on for the last 3.5 years, the Santa Fe Sun Monthly magazine. I've done the layout and design for them for about 3.5 years.
Great publication.
Thank
great
you.
Publication.
Early on, the first two issues of the Sustainable Santa Fe Resource Guide, 2006-2007, I designed those issues. Temple Beth Shalom, I did their community calendar for 4 years. It's a big 100-page whatever weekly, you know, calendar and things. So I've done a lot of publications, but also advertising, whatever. Anything, as I've said often at chamber meetings, you know you have a really good business, but you also know that maybe your competitors have a really good business, and you got to get the word out about your business, and that's where I can come in. I offer free consultation, as I said, upstairs, Suite 11 in the Design Center downtown, and I'd love to see any of you.
See, what's great about what Frank's talking about is it's important as a business that you sit down with an expert and just talk about the issues you're facing, because, as Frank just said, it's free consultation. He'll sit down, talk to you, and start to help you think through issues that you have in everyday marketing, things that come your way. And by able to sit down with somebody that's an expert in the business and has experience, you're able to analyze where they're at and then help them move their business forward.
Yes, Dave, you hit an important point there, because unfortunately, I shouldn't say it this way, but anyway, too many businesses think, oh, all I can have to do is go to Vistaprint and, you know, get a business card, you know, use one of their templates and get a business card. But that doesn't address your particular business, what your particular business needs, the particular kind of client customer that you are looking for. That is what I offer, I believe I offer expert consultation directly to your particular needs.
Which makes a big difference. If you're a business person out there listening, think about that, because there are a lot of offers out there that are free, cost you hardly anything, but essentially that's what you're going to get in return. And what Frank's offering is the ability to share some professional experience. And when it comes to this business of marketing and marketing your business, it's important to have an expert. It's important to pay the little extra dollars to get that kind of expertise, because it's going to make a big difference in the bottom line when sales begin to happen, or if you take kind of the cheap route, nothing happens. So I'm with you there, Frank.
I'm sure you understand.
I'm singing from the same hymnal as you, and appeal to all business people. A guy like Frank in our community is well worth every bit of his experience and involvement in giving you advice in your business. So good, you're in the Design Center, kind of nice place. Years ago, I opened the Design Center because it used to be just kind of a torn down old building. And
well, it was originally, I think it was an automobile showroom or something or other.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
My company did the grand opening when they kind of converted, and it's changed since then. But a great place, good feel.
Yeah,
good place to be.
Yeah,
close to downtown.
Exactly. Just a little south of the plaza, and very close to a lot of everywhere.
good. Any other clients that you're working with that you think, you know, I noticed, you know, I see the Jumbo Cafe and like I said, Josh's Barbecue. Logos are important. They're everything about your brand image. Do you help them work with clients a little bit past that, too? Is, okay, Frank, we got my logo, we got my look. What do I do next?
Well, of course, you know, logos are the image. And, again, it's what's called branding. It's not just getting the, you know, putting your name on a piece of, on a business card. It's putting some kind of an image that hopefully will stay in people's minds, you know, so they don't just toss your business card into the garbage can. But yes, we work further. Incidentally, I do want to mention that you said Jumbo Cafe, because you're looking at a brochure from a second company called Santa Fe Logo Design. So let me get into that for a second.
Okay.
Santa Fe Logo Design was actually a partnership that I set up of I and this other designer, Jane Dill, who is a calligrapher and a designer, set up a few years back. In fact, Jane had been a student of mine in an advanced Adobe Illustrator class I was teaching at the community college. I taught at the community college for about 5 years or so Adobe Illustrator, both basic and advanced. And Jane had a studio in the design center, and and the one next door to her was available, and I rented that. And we ultimately set up a partnership called Santa Fe Logo Design, existed for a few years, and we did some very good work. The main reason I brought that up is that you mentioned Jambo Cafe. Actually, Jane was the one who did the logo for Jambo Cafe and did the graphics for them. I don't want to take credit for anything that she had done. But we had a very good partnership. We did a lot of things together. For example, the logos for the New Mexico Restaurant Week, Southwest Cares, several others we collaborated on, which I very much enjoyed doing. Jane and her husband a year or so back decided to move out of the state. So so
you stepped up and took the reins, and you're running the baby.
Yeah, I'm running. I decided to go back to my original name of FW Graphic Designs, but Santa Fe Logo Design is still in existence. You know, I still maintain clients for them and.
Good.
Things like that.
Good. Well, I tell you what, we're going to come back here in just a minute and talk a little bit about some of the biggest rewards and challenges that you have seen in running your business in Santa Fe, because I think that'll be a nice little thing to touch on, because folks kind of get a chance to pull something out of that that they can help their business with. So we'll come back, talk about some of the rewards, challenges that you've been faced with, you know, some of your involvement in the Santa Fe community, and maybe talk about some of the current conditions that we all deal with. So we'll take a look at that, and we'll talk with that and come back and go through that. But again, I'm Dave Hayduck, sitting in for Simon Brackley, Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce, and this is Business Matters. And we'll be back and talk a little bit more to Frank Wexler of FW Graphic Designs. Hi, this is Dave Hayduck, sitting in for Simon Brackley, and this is Business Matters. And welcome back. What a great day to be in business in Santa Fe. I've been doing business in Santa Fe for over 30 years, and Frank's been here for over 10?
No,
Over 8 years here in Santa Fe. And every year we learn something, we get a little better at it. And that's what I love about business in Santa Fe and working with the businesses that exist here in our city. Simon's out on leave this weekend, so I'm sitting in for him. Just a couple things. Just again, don't forget, Business Over Breakfast is at McGee Memorial Chapel. Russ Harmon invites you all to come on by. That's the 2nd. It's a Friday from 8:30 to 10. He'll have the mayor there as his guest, along with the First Lady, Carol Rose. And this will be kind of unique. The Santa Fe Youth Symphony will be in attendance. And it'll be a nice little touch to the Business Over Breakfast event. And you're going to like what you see at McGee Memorial. There's some great things going on there. He's got a tribute to Gerard's House. Some wonderful work being done for our kids and the community. So I highly encourage you to show up. As Frank said earlier, every time you get a chance to network in one of these chamber events, you got an opportunity to pick up business, and that's what it's about. Business does matter, and that's what the chamber does so well for all of us in our city. Frank, let's talk a little bit more about FW Graphics Designs and maybe share with our audience some things that you've found over the 8 years you've been here, some of the rewards and challenges and those things that maybe will help businesses that are listening today.
Well, certainly, you know, Santa Fe is a small city, and so there are a lot of, you know, small businesses there, but the economy, of course, has not helped in the last few years. It is all struggling, but you know, so things like, you know, advertising or whatever, you know, has certainly gotten hurt. I don't know, Dave, if you've experienced that in your advertising business. So, and obviously advertising is part of graphics, and so that has certainly made things harder for us graphic designers.
Yeah, and, you know, we always talk in the business, and I know, you know, some naysayers out there go, right. But, you know, when the economy gets tough, that's when you can steal market share. That is, it's tough. But I always tell clients, look, you have a P&L. you know, if you got to adjust it because business is off, adjust it. But that P&L should have an advertising and marketing line item. That's your one salesperson out there knocking on doors for your business. Don't drop that, because in tough times, you got to work harder to get that business. So, and I know it's a tough nut to take because we're all faced with it, but it's important. It's the truth. I mean, you can see story after historical case that shows that businesses that maintained their advertising budgets and their presence in the market during a downtime, when they maintain and keep their business open, and when it gets good, boom, sales shoot through the ceiling.
Yeah, no, that's very true, Dave.
Yeah.
I appreciate your saying that.
Yeah. But, and I know for businesses, it's sometimes to grasp that, but it's the truth. Just be smart about how you spend it and what you do, and get an expert, you know, like Frank, to sit down with you and talk about the issues. In the community, what else do you do, Frank, here in the community?
Well, one thing, you know, one of the reasons my wife Lynn and I moved here, by the way, speaking of the downturn in the economy, Lynn is a realtor with Coldwell Banker, and they've certainly, you know, gone down and hopefully moving back up. But we moved here because we had adopted a daughter who is now 14, and so
she's
now, thank you, she is now at the Monte del Sol Charter School, and I've done a lot of, you know, graphics for them for, you know,
good,
their advertising and their good, their upcoming Halloween Zumbalata, zombie Zumbalata, whatever. So, you know, I've done work with them. I've done work with the Temple Beth Shalom, as I've mentioned before.
Yep.
And so I have, you know, certainly been, you know, the community is a, you know, wonderful community. I've been here. We originally moved here. I would like to say that my brother and his family have been here for probably 30 something years,
sure,
I don't know, whatever. And we visited a lot. My wife and I were actually married here, even though we were not living here at the time. We were married up at the El Rancho Encantado.
Oh,
which,
sure.
We actually were married here because my brother is a judge and he married us.
Nice.
So, so the Santa Fe has been a part of my life and our life for a long time.
Yep.
And we are very happy we moved here. As I said, one of the main reasons was because we didn't want to raise our daughter in New York.
Yeah.
Rather raise her here. And so this, you know, this community is a thriving community. I've also, you know, I've been part of the New Mexico chapter of the AIGA, and you know,
good,
I've gone to a lot of their events, and even taught. I did a workshop for them and things like that. So, you know, it's got there are a lot of things happening here.
Yeah, I kind of hear that underlying theme of a teaching. You've been a teacher. You've worked, you know, the community college teaching, and you've worked with AIG teaching. Good for you.
Well, that's actually interesting. Well, let me point out that just as a sidelight, graphic design, though I've been doing it for 20 years, is actually a second career for me. I actually, back in New York, was a teacher in the New York City school system for several years, teaching both mathematics and computer graphics.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you. I got a lot of respect for teachers. And I've always thought myself of, you know, when I retire and get down the road of teaching, because I just think it's good to give back to the kids and help share your experience with the kids. And I think that's so important, you know, to work with the younger kids, and two, to, you know, give back to our community. And I think that does both in one way or another.
Okay. Cool. Well, thank you.
Well, and I'm sure all those that you've worked with in the community and worked with graphic design and done some things for them are very thankful for that as well.
I hope so, too. I did want to add one thing which we were talking about before, which is that I talked about the partnership I had with Jane Dill, and I'm back to actually working on my own. I prefer, actually, I like working with other designers, and sooner or later in the long run, I'm looking for some kind of collaboration or, you know, whatever with other designer or designers, plural. There was an interesting interview in the New York Times a little while ago. Philip Glass, the famous composer, was talking about how he likes to collaborate. In fact, he's doing a collaborative album with the pop star Beck. So, so collaboration is a very good way of growing yourself as a designer. And I enjoy that.
Good idea. And tell folks where they can get a hold of you if they, you know, wanted to look at a partnership and talk to you a little bit more about that. Or if there's a client out there says, "God, I got to call Frank, get him in here." Tell us where they can reach you.
Well, okay, yeah, certainly clients, anybody. I'm in a design center, Suite 11 upstairs.
Okay.
Phone number is 660-9678.
One more time, say it again.
660-9678. Okay. And my email address is fwgraphics@earthlink.net.
Good. Good. Good, good, good. Well, Frank Wexler, did I say that right?
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. Has been our guest this morning in the first segment of Business Matters, FW Graphic Designs, here in Santa Fe for 8 years. And the Santa Fe Railway.
When you see that railway out there running down there,
and you see that you see that look and you see that brand design, that was Frank that did that. So good job, Frank.
Not the rail runner, by the way. I did not do that.
Okay. Which one did you do?
The Santa Fe Southern Railway.
That's it, Santa Fe Southern Railway. Yeah, you didn't do the Roadrunner one or whatever.
Roadrunner, yeah.
All right, good. Well, we appreciate that and appreciate you being part of the community and being a chamber member. Again, this is Dave Hayduck sitting in for Simon Brackley, doing Business Matters and talking with you all about those important things that matter to all of us in business here in Santa Fe. And we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Welcome back. This is Dave Hayduck sitting in for Mr. Simon Brackley, and it's good to have you back with us. This is Business Matters on 1260 KTRC Talk Radio, and it's a chance to talk with some of our members of the chamber and some folks that are in business in Santa Fe. Because business matters, and the way that we conduct business in Santa Fe with the Chamber is by our networking, our ability to understand what our fellow business people are faced with, what they're doing. So this is a great show and a great opportunity to do that. We just finished with Frank, who is a graphic designer, had some good tips for all of our listeners. And this will be a good opportunity to talk with Josette Lucero and Amy Moriarty, both with the Hyatt Place here in Santa Fe. They'll be sharing with us some of the things that's happening at the Hyatt. And before I jump into that, though, let me again tell you, Business After Hours this month is on the 25th of October at Luna Lofts. That's at 519 Sirius Road. This is going to be kind of a cool place. Have you guys heard about this?
I have heard.
Oh, this is going to be great. It's going to be anchored by a gourmet international market on a vibrant courtyard with a coffee shop, bookstore, bicycle rental shop, hair salon, and many more interesting things going to happen here at the Luna Lofts. And they're opening in 2012, and I got to believe they're open now. And the Business After Hours is on the 25th of October. So I'm looking forward to that. I'd like to see you all there. There's always a great time to get out and see some of your business folks. One other short and quick little plug, the Guadalupe Credit Union is having a ribbon cutting at their new location at 3721 Academy Road. That ribbon cutting will be at 11 a.m. If you get a chance and you have some time in your schedule, stop on out. With me right now, as I said, is Josette Lucero and Amy Moriarty. Welcome.
Thank you, Dave. How are you today?
I am good. I'm very good. You guys, tell me some of the things that's happening at the Hyatt Place. You've been in business now 2 years?
2 years. We opened up May 2010. We're the newest hotel on the south side of town.
Yep.
We've got 92 rooms. They're very beautiful rooms. We are located at 4320 Cerrillos Road. A lot of folks that live in Santa Fe do not know that there's a Hyatt Place in town. It's kind of hidden on the backside. We're close to Discount Tires and behind the Phillips 66 gas station. So
nice. Yeah, you know, I have my business in the Turquoise Trail Business Park, which is across the interstate. Great access in and off the interstate, so that's what's super about you guys being where you are is those of us that are coming off the interstate. I just had a client come in from San Juan Regional Medical Center, said, look, there's the Hyatt Place and a couple other places right here off the exit, and it was perfect for them to spend the night, and we had a chance to work in the office the next day. So that's great. That's a good good place to be and have the services you guys have there. Tell me some of the amenities and things that are going on inside the hotel.
Well, we have a 24-hour food service for our guests, and we sell Starbucks, we sell wine and beer. We have complimentary breakfast starting at 6:30 a.m. till 10 a.m. We've got free parking for any of the over-the-road coaches. We've got plenty of parking for big buses there. We've got free Wi-Fi throughout the hotel.
Excellent.
What else do we have to offer, Amy?
How many rooms do you have there?
92.
We have 92 rooms. Gotcha. They're contemporary design, very well appointed. Mm-hmm. We have the large 42-inch screen TVs in all of our rooms with a great Hyatt plug panel, which the guests really enjoy because you can hook up virtually any electronic device to our TVs, and so travelers are really enjoying that. They can just plug their camera right into the TV and then see all their pictures from their vacation right there in the big
nice.
Screen. So, yeah, it's a lot
nice.
Of fun.
I can see also how that would make a big difference. I know when I travel, you know, I have a PowerPoint presentation that I'm going to give to City Council the next day, and sometimes I need to review that. You know, I could plug in, put it on the screen, take a look at it, make changes, you know, or I'll even bring in clients to see that presentation. So that's a nice feature. I like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. The business travelers really, really like that. We have a 24-hour business center as well. 24-hour fitness center, and then an indoor pool. So,
great.
Yeah, pretty well equipped.
I like that. Excellent. Well, as a chamber member, I think it's important that you see that membership in the light that you do, because it's the chamber that helps foster the relationships with businesses and gets the word out. And I know Frank, who was in here before, talked about when it comes to some business after hours, there's always an opportunity for you as a business person to make contacts, to get the word out of where the Hyatt is, things that you're doing. And that helps because then other business people can recommend your place. So good job on that.
Absolutely.
Good job.
And I just want to add, if there's any businesses out there needing meeting space, we've got about a 1,200 square foot meeting space. And
how big? 1,200 square?
About 1,200 square feet. Not
good.
Huge, but it's good for, you know, small businesses that need to have a meeting or training session, something like that. Yeah, when we have some good equipment in there, also can provide food and beverage for whatever they need, or bring in their own outside catering if they choose to do that as well.
Perfect.
But, yeah, it's nicely well-appointed meeting space.
Perfect. Good. You know, I'm the past president of the Tourism Association of New Mexico, TANM, and we work diligently on working to work with the Department of Tourism in the state of New Mexico about enriching tourists to our state and tourists to Santa Fe. A great organization to continue to help drive issues that we're dealing with in tourism, because I imagine you have a fair amount of tourists that stay at your place, correct, as well as business people?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
that's important. The thing that I think plays important, the one thing I want to mention to you and to our listeners as well, NewMexico.org has on their website the ability to list your business for free. And I told Simon about this, and he may have sent it out to the chamber last week. But write that down and go to NewMexico.org. And to all those of you that are listening, the department's looking to populate all of their various cities around the state with businesses that you don't have to be in the hospitality industry necessarily. We want to populate that so when tourists come to that site, they have an opportunity to see what's available. And it's got a great little thing. You can have a picture of your hotel. You can have a map of how to get there and then some key things about it. And then I think a link to your website as well. So those are the sort of things that are happening in the community, I think, that are important for business people today to pay attention to and to look at. What else is happening at the hotel? 2 years you've been in business. Do you find certain things are working better than others at the hotel right now?
Well, right now, you know, tour season is kind of winding down right now. We enjoyed a successful tour season.
Was it good for you?
Yeah, it was great.
Good.
It was
good.
Great. You know, we are a little bit unique facility, and some folks that are traveling to Santa Fe say, oh, but you're so far away from downtown, which obviously is what people really want to see when they're visiting Santa Fe, and I don't blame them one bit, but we do also offer complimentary transportation to and from the downtown area, which ends up being ends up being a really good thing for a lot of our people who want to go downtown but don't necessarily want to deal with the traffic and the parking challenges and stuff like that. So we can just take them back and forth and get them to see the things that they want to see. So that's really been a great thing that they started when they built the hotel, to provide that transportation.
Excellent. That's a nice plug for that. And that's important, because those tourists that do come, that they want to know that they can get around additionally with somebody that maybe they don't have to take their own vehicle. You know, they can be transported down there. So good job. Is there a phone number that you encourage people to call for reservations and stuff like that? Might now be a good time.
Absolutely. They can make reservations by calling the hotel directly, which is 505-474-7777. And go online to Hyatt.com and make reservations.
Mm-hmm. Tell the phone number again.
505-474-7777.
Perfect. Good. Good. Bloom Fiesta, was it good for you?
Very good for us.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
We saw tour buses all over Santa Fe.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Good. Yeah. Good. So good summer. What are you planning for then? Christmas and ski season? Do you guys, you know, market to that group at all as it's coming forward? I know all the guys at Ski New Mexico and that, and they do a great job. So I'm just wondering, do you do stuff in that direction as well?
Well, last year and this year, we're going to be offering a ski package.
There you go.
So
tell us about it.
It's, you just call in and ask for it, and we'll get you however many lift tickets that you'll be needing for that particular day.
Good.
And coupled up with the night, or however many nights you're going to be staying here. So it's lumped up into a ski package.
Nice. We going to have a good ski season? This morning that El Nino has shifted, and it may not be any moisture until January, dang it. So I don't know. So I'm a big skier, and I'm praying that we have snow as well, so I can go skiing. Then that's what we do in the tourism business. I do a lot of tourism advertising around the state, and we work a lot now encouraging people to at least begin to put us on their radar as it comes time to ski. Those in Texas and Colorado, we're seeing a lot of people actually coming in from Colorado down here to ski as well. So it's not a bad market for us. So there's a lot of good things happening there as far as what's happening with the State Tourism Department to promote skiing in New Mexico as well as tourists here. So I want to give a shout-out to them, because I think they've been a big help to all of us in the business. And everything you can do to tie into the department, do that, as well as with the chamber, because we're here to, you know, encourage and make things happen for you guys so you get business. You guys been going to the business after hours?
Haven't yet, but I plan to go next week.
Okay, Luna's going to be a great place to do that. Again, this is Dave Hadock sitting in for Simon Brackley on KTRC 1260 AM. This is Business Matters, and with me today is the folks from the Hyatt Plaza, Amy Moriarty and Josette Lucero. We'll be back in just a few minutes and talk a little bit more with them. And what I'm kind of really interested in, some of the rewards and some of the challenges you found doing business in Santa Fe. Maybe share that with our listeners, because that might give them an opportunity to kind of understand a few things that maybe you were faced with, solved them, and moved on. So we'll be right back. Some people got to have it. Some people really need it. Welcome back. This is Business Matters, and I'm Dave Hadock. I am not Simon Brackley, that's for sure, because I am not English. I am Polish, and I'm darn proud of it. And I'm not as tall as Simon as well. He's out this weekend. He'll be back next week. This is KTRC 1260, and I'm glad to be here. I was on the board of directors with the chamber for about 9 years, past chairman, so I love the chamber. I know what it does for our city and our businesses for sure. And I know Simon and the guys just finished a great membership drive, and we now have about 100 new members who are now part of the chamber and see the ability to get involved and make things happen. And that's what's happened for me over the 30 years of being involved with the chamber. There are many times that I make big business decisions based upon if you're a chamber member or not. And I know I bought about a $12,000 phone system a few years back that was based between two guys, and the chamber member got it. So we do a lot of that in the Chamber of Commerce for a reason. One, because we know they believe in business. We know they believe in good ethics in business in Santa Fe. So it's a good time to be part of the chamber. I was just talking with Amy and Josette in the break, and Amy's new to Santa Fe, and Josette's been here longer than I have, probably. But you are younger than I am, I hope. I think. We won't get into age, okay? All right. But the key is I think for you, Amy, and the business is the involvement in the chamber really opens up the doors and the ability to connect. Russ Harmon with McGee Memorial has been here since January, and the chamber's been his number one go-to organization to find people to do business with. And to open doors and to see things, and he's going to host the Business Over Breakfast on Friday, November 2nd, which I highly encourage everyone to go to. The mayor will be there, and the First Lady will be there. The youth, the symphony will be there, a great Santa Fe youth organization. Also, Russ is doing some cool things from the Girard House, which is helping kids deal with death and their families and how they deal with that issue. So it's an opportunity for us to share, be together, and kind of see some things that are happening. So I know you guys are going to be at Luna at the Business After Hours on the 25th, and that'll be great. So the connection to the chamber can really help open doors. Tell me about some of the things you've been dealing with since you've been in business for the first 2 years. Any certain rewards, certain things happen that you or certain things that you had to deal with that you had to get through?
Well,
was it that smooth for you?
Yeah,
I love that.
Well, like you mentioned, I'm new to Santa Fe and to this property, so I don't know exactly all the challenges that they ran into,
sure.
opening the business. But since I've been here, I think really for us, the chamber. The chamber's been great and very, welcoming, and we get lots of updates and they come
sure.
visit us and all of that kind of thing. I think probably the biggest challenge for us is just our physical location.
Mm-hmm.
Things like this and all the things that you're talking about, the after hours and business over breakfast and things like that, just help to get the word out and keep it in people's minds, the local citizens here in Santa Fe, to know that, hey, yeah, there is a Hyatt Place over there.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this. We can run newspaper ads, radio ads, TV ads, but when you really want to get into the fabric of a community and deal with certain issues like, say, location, either in a positive or negative manner, these sort of events give you that opportunity to step from without your boundaries and get into the community and let people know. Maybe there's little handout cards you can always give, a little bounce back. The big thing we do in my advertising business is encourage clients to do marketing, relationship marketing. Mm-hmm. When you go to these things, have a little handout. If it's a location issue you're dealing with, or if it's maybe even a special locals discount you want to offer someone, good opportunity to do that. So that's the beauty of the chamber and these events is it gets out of the traditional advertising venues and gives you an opportunity to make relationships happen.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. Where are you originally from, Amy?
Originally, I'd have to say Colorado, but I've lived all over this country and worked all over the country, so.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Are you happy to be in Santa Fe?
I am happy to be in Santa Fe. Yeah.
Good.
I having grown up in Colorado, I've spent some time on the East Coast and the West Coast and in the middle of the country, and this feels a little closer to home to me.
Good.
The climate and the blue skies and see the sunshine more often than not.
Isn't this the beautiful time of year here? Fall is just gorgeous. Coming up Christmas, oh my gosh. If you've not spent Christmas here, you're going to love it because it's such a beautiful time. So many things going on. So it's such a good part of the community and part of the season of the year. Santa Fe has so much to offer, so you'll enjoy that. I know my parents always try to get me to go back to Omaha at Christmas. I go, you kidding me? Last time I went, there was the worst snowstorm in the history of Omaha. I was like, please,
It's
much better here than Omaha weather-wise and beauty-wise, so you'll enjoy that. Good. The Hyatt Place, let's talk about location, since that seems to be one of those issues. Location, you know, you have a physical address. Let's talk about that. But then let's talk about an identifier, a location identifier, because in the business, sometimes that's a helpful thing. You're down from the Santa Fe Auto Park, right? Up from the Santa Fe Auto Park.
Correct. North of the Santa Fe Auto Park and south of the Santa Fe Place Mall.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we...
Yeah, because, you know, I opened the auto park in 1985, and at that time they thought, geez, nobody's ever going to come out here because they thought it was too far, you know, out of town, when in reality it was just a matter of location and still selling location. And they still have that issue today, even though now we have Walmart out here and we're now got a McDonald's out here. Things are growing, but location is always an issue that clients need to continue to push and be involved in. So your location is on Cerise Road, South Cerise Road, north of Santa Fe Auto Park, mm-hmm. right next to which tire store?
Discount Tire.
Okay, yep. Good.
Have you seen us?
I have.
That's excellent.
I go by and I look at it every day. Now, I don't know that I've been in a room or on the property yet. So
you need to come by and we'll give you a tour.
There you go. That would be great.
Anybody's welcome to come by. We'd love to give them a tour.
Good.
We have a beautiful facility to show.
Good. There's an open invitation from Amy and Josette to come on out and see them. A personal tour sometimes helps big time because, mm-hmm. you know, we can talk about how cool the rooms are and all these amenities and all these features, but until you actually get in there and get a chance to see them, then you can really know what you're dealing with and what you're talking about. Good, good. Well, I thank you guys for being here today. I look forward to seeing you at Business After Hours and those sort of things the Chamber's doing throughout the year to come, and at any time, anything more the Chamber can do for you, please call the Chamber office, because I know they're there for you and would be glad to help. This is Business Matters. I'm Dave Hayduck, sitting in for Simon Brackley. Just a reminder that, again, Business Over Breakfast, McGee Memorial Chapel, is on November 2nd. Business After Hours is on October 25th, and that's at the Luna Lofts. And so you're all welcome to come on out, do some networking, do some business, and connect with your fellow business people. And Josette and Amy, I wish you the best, and thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Again, Dave Hayduck sitting in for Simon Brackley. He'll be back next week. This is 1260 KTRC and Business Matters. And we thank you for being in business in Santa Fe, and we encourage you to do more business and be part of the Chamber throughout your business life.